Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You're listening to a fabric presentation from April 2018. Miss Ulrike Alt, independent journalist, presents Performance Products, kick-off summer 2020.
So welcome to the Performance Days, welcome to our first lecture for these 2 days. This is an anniversary this time because it's the 10th anniversary of the Performance Days, the 20th issue here in Munich. So most of you know the beginnings from this very familiar fair in other areas. So now we are here at MTC for the last time. You all know that next time in November we'll host you at Neue Messe München. So let's celebrate this last issue here at MTC. Please come and join us at our party this evening. So in the first lecture, as always, I'll talk about the functional trends in the new fabrics for summer 2020. Most of you know me. My name is Ulrike Alt. I'm a managing editor, I'm a journalist and managing editor of the SAZ Sports and Fashion magazine. It's at the entrance lying over there, so if you're interested, take a copy afterwards. You can find it online also at the Performance Days website within the area of the trends. And all these fabrics I'm talking about, of course, you can find at Performance Forum downstairs. So don't miss the opportunity to see the fabrics, touch the fabrics after this lecture. Or if you're interested in the color trends, stay one more time, because after me there will be Nora Kühner and she will talk about the new color trends for summer 2020. So let's start now. You know that these 240 fabrics displayed on the Performance Forum tables in 10 categories are the most interesting fabrics the Performance Days jury found in a jury meeting of 2 days. So we had more than 1,000 fabrics to choose of. And these 240 fabrics we love most. We had a great jury this time with industry members from Puma and Otlo and some designers, so that we found the latest trends. And some of you will say, oh no, what she will tell me, this is not really new, but there are some new approaches with familiar themes you already know. So have a look at the fabrics afterwards and you will see the slight differences in these new developments. I'm very excited about the fabric, so I'm proud to present you the trends. And the first thing, as always, is that we are talking about the keywords. So same as before, you say, oh my God, function and fashion, she's telling it every time. But this time, I think the very new is, that if you see a fabric looking functional, it mustn't be coming from functional fibers. It can be made from natural fibers also. But these natural fibers you see on the tables, they are very functional too. We found that there are lots of fabrics coming from merino wool or tencel with very lots of functional properties, so that you can use it for base layer, for mid layer, for outer layer, and they offer all the functionalities you need for sports fabrics. And the same with the fashion. If you have a very fashionable look-alike, it can be that the fabric is not made from wool, it's made from polyester or polyamide. So these borders aren't there anymore, they are blurring. So you find function with fashion and fashion with function. So maybe the next time I'll skip these points, because I think it's obvious that every good sports fabric needs both objectives. So it needs fashion and it needs function. And our jury's pick for this season, is the focus topic is cooling. Last season we had the warming fabrics. This season, because we're talking about summer 20, we'll have the cooling fabrics, and we'll tell you about how a fabric can cool. So what's happening when your body is trying to cool you down during sports. There will be one very interesting lecture tomorrow afternoon coming from Dr. Jan Behringer from Hohenstein Institute, and he will explain how cooling really works and how you can measure it in your fabric. So don't miss it tomorrow, and I'm showing you some new cooling fabrics. The first thing is, why do you need a fabric that cools your body? Because your climate management is one of the most important features, not from your body, but from the functional clothing too. The wearer, the athlete, always should feel very comfortable because he's doing the sports activity, he's sweating a lot, he's overheating, he needs to cool down that his body can work again and again. But during these terms of when he has a rest, there is a little bit of danger of cooling down too much. So you need a good climate management provided by your garments, by your sports collection. And in the summertime, especially, the fabrics and the clothing must keep cool the body, keep the body cool. So in the summertime, Dr. Behringer will explain it tomorrow, the cooling by the evaporation of sweat is the most important factor. And he will explain how it works. And I can do it afterwards too, because at 11:45, no, I think at 12:45, there will be a guided tour by me, starting from the meeting point, and I will once again explain the cooling properties of the fabrics shown in the forum. So if you're interested in more deeper details, come and join me afterwards. But now we're talking about how can a fabric cool you down. The fabric can provide you different solutions. The first step is that the construction of the yarn can help cooling, because cooling must come by evaporation in the summertime. And evaporation works very good if the surface is huge. So if you've got not a flat-shaped yarn, but for example, a propeller-shaped yarn, the surface increases. So the first is the construction of the yarn. The second is the construction of the fabric. If the fabric has three-dimensional structures, there's much more space to spread the moisture and much more space that the moisture can evaporate very fast. And if you choose the right fiber, this is one aspect also, because the fiber should not store the humidity. It should have the ability that the humidity can evaporate very quickly. That's why it's better to use the hydrophobic fibers like polypropylene, polyester, or polyamide. One special thing is the wool or the additive by xylitol. This is a beech sugar, because these materials can change the humidity by a physical reaction, and Mr. Behringer can explain it much better than me, so it offers additional cooling. One more familiar theme is that you can use the PCM, the phase change materials, because these are small capsules filled with a certain type of paraffin. And if you sweat or if your body heats up, the paraffin melts inside. And with this phase change, your body cools because the paraffin is taking the energy. So it stores the energy. And during the rest, if you're cooling down, the paraffin could give the warmth back. So it works in by two sides. And you can use, especially for the summer, it's interesting, reflective materials that prevents from heating up the fabric. Because if you have a black garment and you have special additives like minerals or other things on the outside or in the fiber that reflects the sun rays, your body keeps cooler because it's not heating by the fabric too. So once again, don't miss the lecture of Dr. Jan Behringer tomorrow in the afternoon. And now I'll show you some fabrics. You can see them all at the jury's pick table downstairs and at the performance wall and the gate. So once again, the construction is very, very important, because the intelligent construction enlarged the surface. So here you can see a three-dimensional surface. You can use eyelets, grids, mesh structures, so that the surface is increased. And of course, you can do it by various knitting techniques. Here you see another example. The mesh structures, of course, for summer are very popular. These particularly open structures helps by evaporation for the evaporation also. The honeycomb structures help that the fabric is not lying totally on the skin. It's ideal for enlarging the surface. And as I mentioned before, the construction is important if you talk about the yarn also. These fiber cross sections like a propeller or whatever can increase the surface and can spread the moisture. So the next one is, of course, the cooling by yarn. There are lots of possibilities to put additives in the yarn, like minerals. You all know the company 37.5 Cocona, who is over there having their own presentations too, explaining how it works. So they create a huge surface already in the yarn. They can offer additional benefits as odor control and moisture control and cooling, warming, temperature management. So don't miss their lectures. And they will be at our panel discussion tomorrow at noon, also explaining how their technology works. So yarn, on the one hand, the three-dimensional shape, on the other hand, the additives. So here, once again, I mentioned the additives, the activated carbon particles, for example, or these PCMs we talk about already. It can be in the fiber, it can be on the fabric. I explained the functionality of the PCM already, so I only show once again, a sample of a fabric. And the other possibility to provide more cooling is by prints on the inside of the fabric. So I like this solution because you can exactly dose the amount you need to have a certain reaction of the fabric. So you can apply it in a more or less way. So as you need the temperature, area, or whatever, you can apply the carbon particles, you can apply the PCMs, you can apply these so-called far infrared or near infrared working materials. But for this theme, you need to know that the far infrared is more suitable for keeping the warmth. So the near infrared is the technology you should look for. Mr. Behringer will explain it tomorrow also, how it works. But in this case, we need always to reflect the rays coming from outside back to the outside. So the sun rays not coming through the fabric to the body, but staying outside. So that's a bit difficult from this winter theme with our far infrared reflective materials to store the warmth on the body. So don't be confused and ask Mr. Behringer tomorrow. And once again, an example for the prints, the minerals, the ceramics. We can block the heat radiation from the outside. And this is how you can lower the skin temperature, especially when you use the darker fabric. There's one technology from Schoeller called Cold Black. Maybe you know it. So Schoeller is on the fair also. They can explain it very well, how it works. And now we should go on with our other tables, other trend teams, of course, because we have 9 tables left. So the base layer table shows lots of natural fibers, lots of wool, mostly merino, but worked in very functional structures, even with body mapping structures coming by merino, not only by man-made fibers. You can find a lot of new blends, wool plus tencel, wool plus linen, with a very good hand feel, with a dry and cold hand feel. There are lots of different tencel stories, and you find lots of extra fine knitwear up to 60 gauge. So it's so fine, but not transparent, and please feel it, it's so soft. It offers a very good comfort on the skin. It looks more fashionable than before. The summer feeling showing by the prints, by reversible structure concepts. You can find slub effects, but all these with lots of functional fibers and biodegradable fabrics, not only from PA, and lots of recycled fabrics from PA and PES. This biodegradability actually is in the mind because we are talking about the microplastics, so mostly from PES, but can be from other brushed fabrics too, so that the biodegradability, I think, will be more and more important within the next seasons. One more base layer theme you can see here, lots of different colors, lots of different prints, structures, lots of recycled yarns, as I already mentioned, and of course, lots of additional functions as the odor management, the quick drying properties increased by additives and the UV protection. And all these fabrics, very light, very soft, very elastic, and very fashionable, but not losing their function. So the next, the mid layers, very light for the summer sports, of course. Less brushed backings here because of the microplastics I mentioned already. But lots of structures on the backside, not brushed, but grids, honeycomb, and so on, to have a distance between the skin and the fabric, to have a good ability to spread the moisture. And you can find lots of natural and casual looks also. And the new technical stories. The low weight offers good warmth retention for the cold summer days, but it's very, very light, it's very elastic. New summer spacers are showing there. Some woven fabrics for the mid layers, and more fabrics in the mid layer category have good abrasion qualities, so that you can use it as the mid layer and outer layer also. As already mentioned, these biodegradable fabrics and also organic man-made fibers, like the organic polyamide coming from castor beans, and lots of recycled materials can be found on this table. The next one, our soft shell tables. So there are more wovens this time can be found, lots of urban looks, even if the fabric is very functional. But blends of merino and synthetic fibers also with merino backings. The one option is that you find flat designs without pile or structures. Of course, as always, they are highly breathable, very elastic, soft, light, windproof, sometimes waterproof, but not tapeable. So this is the difference to our three-layer fabrics, that the soft shells cannot be taped. On the other hand, you find some structured surfaces and lots of new three-layer construction with the insulation in between as a padded three-layer construction. Sometimes some urban, some sporty, some fancy, some rustique looks. So many different varieties of soft shells can be found on this table. And the clean and technical surfaces sometimes offer these interesting backings, the 3D patterns for the quick drying. But very flat, very light, very soft. So this is always like a surprise if you see the flat, clean, soft fabric on the outside and then have a look at the backside and you can see what many varieties of backing these new fabrics offer for this season. The two-layer hardshell table, this time shows a very urban look, natural hand feel, but very functional fibers. They offer very high water columns, up to 40K. The average performance is about 10K. They offer good breathability. Lots of recycled fabrics on this table also, and bio-based man-made fibers coming from, as already mentioned, castor beans or coffee grounds. So very interesting new approaches to sustainability fabrics. And this two-layer table is not more only the bread and butter table. So you see lots of casual and urban looks, lots of new patterns and prints, jacquards, reflective prints. Sometimes it's a little bit fancy. These pixeled camouflage on the left side. Most of the fabrics are very stretchy, very convenient. They offer very good and soft hand feel, and you can even find 100% cotton for the upper, but laminated. So this is, then it's a very, very urban look. On the other hand, as at every table, there's one technical part and there's one very fashionable part. So here you can see the technical solutions for the two-layer fabrics. They are also very light, very soft, very stretchy, and offer this high professional, high functional look. The three layers, they are really as soft and elastic as the soft shells, but they are tapeable. They offer high functionality, but a very soft and good hand feel. They are very light. The whole three-layer construction, starting from 57 grams per square meter, very high water column and breathability, and lots of eco-storage, for example, 100% recycled PES for the upper, the membrane, and the backing. So it's totally recycled, and in this case, if you work it right in your garment, it's recyclable too, so that you have a can build a cradle-to-cradle solution if you want. Here you can see that on the other hand, they look urban and fashionable as in every category, but they are highly functional, of course. So new summer non-colors, light colors. I love this table. And on the table, you can find lots of 2.5-layer fabric with print on the backing. So no more need for an additional backing fabric. The functional prints inside coming from Escafé or 37.5. So they are offering odor control, moisture transport, climate comfort, together with the clean surfaces. Even on the three-layer table, they are glow-in-the-dark materials. And so I like it, and you, I hope so too. There can be found more and more C0, DWR treatments. So the sustainability is growing and growing. The high-density and lightweight table is very fancy and fashionable this time. All these fabrics offer top function, but below the 100 gram per square meter, the average weight is about around 50 gram. Sometimes the fabrics even offer up to 20K water column and 40K breathability. You can see it too, so it looks as you're creating a summer dress, but it's suitable for a very light running or biking jacket. So you can find lots of casual styles, these new tie-dye patterns. I love it. You can find digital prints. You can find reflective prints. It's sometimes semi-transparent, but it's very dense. And this table has got lots of 100% jewelry-like fabrics. So I think it's the table we love most in these 2 days of the jewelry meeting. And here you can see they're very fashionable colors, light fabrics, shiny, soft, for lots of varieties, not only for the very functional styles, so even for a very light summer urban jacket or whatever. And the shirts and pants, there's lots of new impressions also, because there are new colors, there are new patterns, there are new structures, new materials, or looks so natural, or looks like there would be only linen fabrics. It's linen too, but kapok, tencel, organic cotton also, polyester cotton blends. So lots of different materials, lots of different fibers. All these shirts, fabrics offer hidden functions, of course. There's a good moisture management, there's an odor management, it's UV protection integrated. And you see that the colors look more natural, the checks look more urban, not only these red and green checks for the outer community, but very fashionable and clean surfaces also. And for the pants, all these pants fabrics actually are highly elastic. They offer great double weaves. There are some compression fabrics you can find for all types of outdoor sports with more than 20% spandex. So you can merge it and you can use it for outdoor activities as climbing, hiking, etc., and yoga also. Sometimes they have the 3D structures on the inside for good cooling properties to spread the moisture. And of course, you find lots of elastic denims, because denim is a look you can use for everything, for hiking, for climbing, running, yoga, at leisure, and whatever. So here you can see it again, that the colors are getting lighter, more fashionable. Pastels you can find. Even shirts fabrics, plain shirts fabric, one color. And now the most fashionable table, of course, the at leisure for the urban sportswear from office to gym. There's a great diversity of looks on this table. You find shiny fabrics, matte fabrics, plain, with pile, with terry, natural looks as well as modern looks. And what I love most on this table, you find some very soft Cupro fabrics with a very good hand feel. So Cupro is coming back from the fashion, back to the function and to the sports styles also. But there are great eco stories and function from nature on this table. You can find this organic cotton, tencel, wool, kapok, lots of blends, linen blends, tencel blends, always with this super soft look and hand feel. More knitted fabrics than woven fabrics on this table, but to create a whole collection of well-being garments for sports and for everyday use. And the fancy part is on the table also. Shiny metallic looks, tie-dye laminates with a mesh fabric on the backing, so that you can create a very urban and modern look with these fabrics. So the last table for this is our heavy duty category, the former workwear. Actually, the heavy duty has a wider range of applications, because you need tear resistance, you need abrasion resistance, not only with the workwear, but with high mountaineering activities or whatever. Of course, there are still the high-vis fabrics in there, but they offer lots more. They offer abrasion resistance, tear resistance. You can find high-vis fabrics even from recycled fibers. There are flame-retardant fabrics as before, but lots of multifunctional styles are on this table for outdoor sports, and extremely rugged tree layers and pants fabrics with a very good Martindale quality. So here you can see the combinations. On the left-hand side, a light but very dense and abrasion-resistant laminate, a very abrasion-resistant denim. On the right-hand side, soft but with additional properties, so lots of different possibilities, not only for the workwear, but for other themes in the outer sports also. And now, this is the end. Thank you for your attention. Please welcome our senior manager, Stefanie Sacharow. She will present the Eco Performance Award winner and tell a little bit more about the fair. And if you're interested in more questions concerning the fabrics, don't hesitate to meet me afterwards. Thank you.
And thank you to Ulrike. Ah, sorry, I'm killing her glasses here. This is called recycling, I believe. Hello and good morning, and sorry to be here late. I'm Stefanie. I'm working for Performance Days for 8 years now, and I've seen lots of forums, and I've seen lots of articles sending to the forum. But this year, it's again a big, huge record for us, because we have received over 1,106 items to the forum. So you can imagine how many items this is on a table, and that our jury take 2 days to check what is the best of those articles. So I'm speaking about the jury because I want to invite you, if you're interested, to be part of the jury. We allow maximum 2 brands per season to join our meeting and to be there when we pick up the best articles and to decide with us what are the best articles. So if you want to join that, please contact me. I'll be here after the presentation for a few further minutes. So this year it's a special year because it's our 10th anniversary. And therefore, we have like a tombola where you can win, but we also launched the marketplace. So behind you, there are 3 walls with fabrics, and those are stock fabrics. So they can be delivered right from the stock to you. You have no lead times. Just contact the people on the articles, on the labels, if you're interested in those. And of course, the fair would be nothing without you, so we are always happy to have your input, to get your point of view and know what you think, what we should do different and better. One thing that we are doing better is we are moving next fair, so in November, to a new fairground, which is Messe München, that you all probably know as the fairground in Munich, maybe also from ISPO, so we will be there for the first time next November. So please say farewell to this building and come to the new location. But now let's go to the award winner. We have had over 1,000 articles, but only showing 240 fabrics on the tables downstairs in Hall 4. So this is the best of choice. And if you go to the forum and you have a QR scanner on your mobile phone, which is app for free, you can scan the codes, you will be guided to the website, and you can even request samples for free there. So the producer will receive this information, and you can directly get in contact with people. You can also, during the entire year, search in this product library for articles. And if you have a look on your visitor badges, there is a QR code too. If you're running out of business cards today, this is your business card. If this is scanned, the people will have your contact data too. So besides the articles on the tables, we present 145 accessories on the walls downstairs. So this is even 12 less than last year because we are really picky. And downstairs you also see the focus topic, which is in this year beat the heat cooling technologies. But to pick you up who has not been at the fair last year can also get the information on thermal technology. So the opposite, the warming information. So when the jury is working, each jury team sees all of the items, and if all of the jury members say one article is really good, then it gets the jury like. So if you see this sign on any article, it means that the entire jury crew said, this is a good article, an interesting one. You can filter it online too, and it's always interesting to check those articles. So now it's the Eco Performance Award winner. Normally we have two awards, but we don't give two awards if we don't think that it's really award-winning subject. But this one is award-winning. Asampayo has used the Sequal Antex yarn, so a recycled yarn. Fishermen from Spain and other countries in Europe are really collecting the garbage from the deep sea, the entire garbage, not only plastic, but also like iron bottles, whatever there is inside. They collect, separate it, they recycle it, and from the polyester, they reproduce a new yarn, so a recycled polyester yarn. So before microplastic may occur, there is already the plastic taking out. So this is really a good thing, we think. Sequal is here with Antex together too. If you check the catalog, you will find them. But it was Asampayo who had the good idea to make a really nice fabric out of it. The quality is really high quality. It does not look like recycled. It does not feel like recycled. It's really the state of art and really, really a nice, nice article. So please welcome with me Miguel, the winner of the Eco Performance Award here as representative of Asampayo. Miguel.
Hello, thank you. First of all, thank you for the award in name of all Asampayo team. Stephanie already explained the most interesting part of the fabric. The story is a real story with real people collecting from what we all wasted during time. So we have to think what we need to do to help nature and pay back. And when we develop fabrics, we always think about different things. Look and feeling is the first thing of everybody will choose a fabric we'll try. The quality. Every brand has a lot of requirements. So we try to, first of all, fulfill all the requirements you need. Thinking about functions, what we need, what will be used for, and what functions do we need to add to have a final good idea. And finally, sustainability. It is really what we think a lot of times. And in this time, we have this fabric. I'm wearing it. If we don't wear it, nobody will buy. And outside is organic cotton, long staple. And final weight, 145. So it's a lightweight. And you can check the fabric in the forum and in the stand, and it's really well received, this fabric. And the idea is Sequal. It's more than a recycled polyester. It's from the bottom of the ocean, where everything we can take from there, then we'll have all the supply chain. It's very in geographical short area. Everything is Portugal and Spain. So from what they take from the sea to using the ship, then texturizing, knitting, finishing, and the fabric. So this is a good story, a story that is growing, and it's a real, real story. Thank you.
So thank you all for listening. At 10:45, the next presentation will start here. It's about colors. Please also check in the catalog our guided tours, which start in Hall 6. And of course, the workshops. Enjoy your day. If you have any questions, we are here. We are happy that you're here. And enjoy your day. At 5:45, we'll start the party tonight, and then we can have a drink. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright April 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.